各位在这么冷的天气，外面又在下雨又下冰的，是啥？大家能在这么冷的天气来到道场跟我们一起共修哈，我不敢说我是要讲经的哈，我只是把我学习虚云老和尚这个参禅法要跟大家做分享，好，所以我的题目都定的是读参禅法要哈，所有人像有点比较像读书会的形式哈，好。
So welcome everyone. So today is very icy. It's like hails and snows, and I really appreciate everyone who come and practice together. Fashi is very humble. She said this is not a lecture. This is more of a sharing where she shares her thoughts on Venerable Master Xu Yun's Essentials of Chan Practice.
其实以前师父讲过参禅法要，在东出禅寺有听过的请举手，听过的忘记了。
So 师父 actually talked about Master Xu Yun's Essentials of Chan Practice here in Chan Meditation Center. If any of you who attended, feel free to raise your hands.
那没关系哈，刚好你们忘记，我就可以把师父的东西完全拿出来讲哈，让大家也重新温习一次。
So it's okay if you forget or if you haven't attended, because that's very great opportunity for us to share here today.
那虚云老和尚大家都听过对不对？认识这个很伟大的禅师吗？知道他的故事吗？知道。那正好，那你们来讲好了哈，讲一讲他的生平，哦，可以吗？其实我今天的时间，我也想花大概一点点时间来介绍虚云老和尚哈，这位我们近代非常伟大的禅师。那其实他的伟大之处在哪里呀？你们如果知道他的生平，他的伟大之处在哪里？为什么他对我们现在禅宗这么重要？啊，你们认识啊？你们刚刚回答很大声说你们认识哎，见道场，嘿，对，哦，那还有呢？开悟，他开悟很重要。他有一个很有名的云门事件，是不是？对。他除了建道场，然后除了这个很为法忘区的这件事情之外，其实他还蛮重要的，就是因为其实从文革到之后的一段时间，整个寺院他的运作，甚至是整个道风，其实是很衰弱的。那虚云老和尚重新把整个道场里面的一些规矩甚至戒律重新再振兴起来，所以对我们未来整个佛教的发展重新立下很重要的基础。
So today the author of theEssentials of Chan Practice is Venerable Master Xu Yun, and he is a very important figure in modern Chinese Buddhism. And so Fashi asked us, do you know why he is so important? Have you heard of this person? Master Xu Yun. So we have... people, we have Bodhisattvas who answer a couple different aspects of his contributions to Buddhism. First is he helped the creation of a lot of our practice centers. And also one of our Bodhisattvas answered that he is enlightened. And another thing is he basically dedicated himself to the improvement of Buddhism. Like he basically argued with the government to make sure the Buddhism continues despite the current political situation. So like during the 60s and 70s, the whole Buddhism is deteriorating, and he basically ensures the rules and precepts are observed in temples. And that's why he lays very, very important foundation for modern Buddhism.
好，那我现在其实就从一个比较从脸谱的方式哈，来跟大家做介绍虚云老和尚这位伟大的禅师哈。那你知道，其实他从他的一出生就很传奇，是不是这样？哦，他是怎么出生的？生出来是一个肉球哈。他的父母其实到年纪很大的时候都还没有小孩，可是他们有一天呢，去一个寺院，哦，焚香礼拜，哦。那结果他的父母同时做了一个梦，什么梦？有听过这个故事吗？同时做了什么梦？就是有一个留着胡须、穿着青袍的人，哈，骑着老虎，哈，冲到他的母亲的怀里，结果一回来他就怀孕了。那生出来呢，怀胎十月嘛，很辛苦，那可是生出来他就是一团肉球。那他母亲看到这样子，以为啊，生出来是一团肉球，对，不知道怎么办。然后加上他年纪很也不小了，那看这个状况，然后费尽了力气把这个想说好不容易得来的一个小孩生出来了，结果是一团肉球，就这样子啊往生了。然后结果碰到一个什么人来，只是把肉球剪开，结果就是一个白白胖胖的小孩。所以他从一出生他就是充满了传奇。
So, Master Xu Yun has a very long life, and along his life, he has a lot of legends and stories and myths related with him. So, like, when he is born, it's a legendary story. So, here, Fa Shi, will go over his life through a time sequence format. So, the legendary story goes like, so basically when he was born, he was a big ball of meat. So the story goes that his parents are they're devout Buddhists, and they were very old. They still didn't have a kid, so they went to the temple and they prayed to have a kid. And when they come back, both of them have the same dream. They dreamed about a very senior elderly who has long whiskers and blue robes, and he rides on this tiger, and he entered the master's mother's womb, and right after that she got pregnant, and 10 months later she gave birth, and the legend goes that she gave birth to like a big blob of meat, and his mother just felt very sad, and his mother actually passed away right away. But some other people came and they actually, you know, cut open the meatball and there's a beautiful, baby inside the meatball. So that's the story of, Xu Yun, Master Xu Yun's birth.
那一个健健康康、白白胖胖的小孩，其实他跟一般的小孩其实并没有什么不一样哦，一样的喜欢玩耍。然后，那比较特别的一个地方是怎样？他很喜欢去寺庙拜拜，哦，而喜欢听到念佛声，还有很喜欢看见佛像，哦，所以在这么小的年纪，他喜欢的东西跟一般的小孩又有点点不一样，哦，那其实喜欢听到念佛声，喜欢看到佛像，喜欢去寺院，哦，那其实在这样子的环境的熏习下，其实他内心里面就已经开始有一点点，哦，向往出家人这样子的一个生活，哦，那这样长大了之后呢，其实到17岁的时候，啊，他就决定他想要出家，哦，所以可是他去出家，他父亲同不同意啊？好不容易得到了一个小孩耶，哦，把他抚养成人，他希望的是怎样？跟我们其实现代的父母心是一样的，对不对？喜欢怎样能够功成名就、成家立业，是不是这样？你 是希望你的小孩是这样子的？其实一般父母天下父母心其实都是一样的，所以他自己逃去寺院出了家，想出家的那种心也真的去做了，可是好几次都被抓回来，哦，都被抓回来。那他父亲为了想要断他出家的念头，就帮他怎样娶了两房的媳妇，哦，一次娶两房的媳妇，哦，想要说啊，是不是这样可以把他留住，哦，不要再去出家。可是他出家的心还是很坚定，他一心想要学佛，想要出家的这个心很坚定，所以即使他父亲帮了他娶了两房的媳妇，他本事就在这里哈，他其实就是带着他的那两房媳妇一起学佛，哦，所以变成所谓比较世俗的那种伴侣，变成是修行上的道侣，哦，其实到最后他的两房的媳妇也都是怎样出家了，嗯。
So the beautiful healthy baby grow up and he is not different from any other babies with one exception. He really likes, you know, to go to temple. He really likes to see Buddha's statue. He really likes to hear chanting of Buddha's name, and his heart is full of joy. And in his little heart, he wants to, you know, become, go to monastery and become ordained monk. But it is in, you know, in 19th century China, parents are just like modern day, like parents. Do they want their kids to become a monk? So, they're like ordinary parents. What they want is to let him have great success, to have a family of his own. That's why he actually doesn't have the support of his family. So what he end up doing is he escaped to the temple multiple times since he was 17. But like each attempt just failed, and his father tries to have people escort him back. And his father also tried to come up with an idea to let him stay. What his father did is just married him to two beautiful brides. It's 19th century China. And for Master Xu Ying, he's still very persistent. He he believes that he should learn Buddhism and become a monk. So what he end up doing is he try to share Buddhism teachings with these two brides, the wives, and they end up being, instead of being the secular partners, they become the, you know, the friends who practice Buddhism together. And in the end, the two wives actually end up become a monastery also. A monastic also.
那这是他在十七岁之后发生的事情吗？那虚云老和尚其实他出家的心真的很坚定，所以他在十九岁之的时候，他真的好，他下定决心，他而且认为时机也到了，所以他真的就是离家好到古山哦。古山的涌泉寺出家，那为了逃避，为了怕这次还是会被人家抓回去，所以他出了家之后呢，他就躲到深山里面自己去独自修行，就是我们讲的solitary retreat.
OK, so when Master Xu Yun is 19, he finally decided it's the right time. So he made up his mind and he basically become a monastic in Fuzhou Drum Mountain. It's in southern China, and he become an ordained monk. And so because his family is still looking for him, he basically needs to hide, and you know, there are a lot of hunting tigers, but he just stay there in solitary retreat.
那他在深山里面自己这样独自修行的蛮长的一段时间，那有在31岁的那一年呢，他就也是在这几年他也是过着云游的生活。他有一次行脚，然后碰到了一位老和尚，荣敬老法师，那荣敬老法师就指点他说，你这样子的修行方式，你懂得持身，可是你知道还有一种古人修行还有持心的吗？他就有点点醒他，他这样子有点像是类似苦行的方式，在深山里面，他其实吃的很简单，用的很简单，只能说甚至他不剃发，然后身穿的也非常的简陋，然后龙敬老法师看到他这个状况，其实他就点醒他说，你这样勉强绝食，连裤子都不穿，他是这样点，是提点他，未免显其利益，然后又何怪乎功夫不能成片，所以就很严厉的令他要剃发沐浴，然后要做坐物，然后从那也因为那一次的因缘，那位老法师指点他要参看托死师的是谁，所以虚云老法师从那一次的因缘就是从此是开始用化头这个方法。
So since he was 19, he became a monk. Up until he was 31st, he was in this life of solitary retreat. You know, he is retreating and he's sometimes traveling to learn from other masters. And he lives in this very hard life. But one day he met another master, Master Venerable Rongjing. So Venerable Rongjing actually instead of praising him, actually renounced his the style of life that he's having, this very hard life. The Master Rongjing said, "You think, you know, the ancient practitioners, they practice this body, but do you know they also practice their mind at the time, at the same time? Like, look at yourself. You're like the outer path is not the right path. Look at the decades you've spent. You are in this starving state, and you don't have wholesome clothing. You don't have any clothing, and it's just have this weird appearance, the appearance of your practicing your body. No wonder you can't have any success." And so basically what the Rongjing master suggested is for him to bath and to do works in temple and teach him the method of Hua Tou. The Hua Tou, the master taught him, was who is carrying this dead body. Since this opportunity, he's studying Chan practicing the since then.
那是虚云老和尚从出生，然后出家，好到真正的走到参禅的这样子的一个一个契机，哈。那从那时候呢，他开始就是很用功的用参禅的方法，同时是同时也是在研读应该是华严经吗？还是我忘记了楞严经吗？对，我也忘记了。好，那就是从那个时候开始真的进入到参禅这样子的一个法门。好，那接下来呢，在这个过程里面，其实他还有另外一个是很受我们应该是要学习而且觉得很敬仰一个地方。他就是在他四十几岁的时候，为了报父母恩，他做了一件事，什么事？朝拜普台山，对不对？好，三步一拜，好，总共花了几年啊？记得吗？啊，三年的时间，因为他从一出生，他就没有看过他的母亲，好，那也因为他一直想要出家，其实他也觉得他对他的父亲没有尽到所谓的什么孝顺，好，所以他出了家，虽然他一心想要学佛想要修行，可是他对于父母，他觉得他还是父母亲对他的恩是很大的。所以我们其实在学佛的时候，我们说我们要报恩，好，我们除了要报什么，要报三宝恩，要报国家恩，要报众生恩，其实最重要的要从什么父母恩开始。所以他就决心他要三步一拜，朝拜普陀山到五台山，从普陀山到五台山，总共花了他五年的时间，三年的时间。那其实他这个过程其实是很辛苦的，尤其是他因为天气的恶劣，风雪，他已经快到了剩下最后一口气的很多的时刻是这个样子，可是都有谁来接扶他啊？好几次的因缘，结果他后来，虚云老和尚自己在分享的，就在对这段过程下注语的时候，其实他说都是谁的视线来解救他的啊？文殊师利菩萨的视线。好，
So he's been Master Xu Ying has been practicing the Chan school since he was 31st. But one year when he was 43rd, he thought about his parents. He thought about repay the love and favor of his parents. So because he never seen his mother passed away after giving birth to him. And as for his father, he felt like he, you know, become a monastic against his father's wish. So he felt like he still needs to be grateful and pay the love and favor of the parents. What he end up doing is a 3-year process. There are miles and miles between Putuo Mountain and Wutai Mountain in China. So he made this vow, this wish to chant Manjushri Buddha's name and prostrate every three step from Putuo Mountain to Wutai Mountain. So, and it's a long process. It's very hard. It's a 3-year process. There are storms, snowstorms along the way, and every time he's almost near death and have almost the last breath, there are people who come help him. And Master Xu Ying shared this. He said it's Manjushri Bodhisattva who actually showed up to save my life.
So, 虚云老和尚对他自己这一段的过程，他有下了几句的总结的话，这是他自己写的，他说此三年中除为疾病所困，风雪所阻，不能拜相外，一心正念，礼拜途中历经艰难，心生欢喜，每每借境验心，越辛苦处。 越觉安心，所以他才悟得古人所谓消得一分习气，变得一份光明，忍得十分烦恼，便证少分菩提。So
he actually summarized in his sharing of this. He said, in these 3 years of experience, besides having diseases or snowstorm, where in these situations I can't prostrate, other than these situations, I keep my mind to in the right mind and chanting. So on this road, I met so many disasters and hardships, but my heart is full of joy because every time I observe my heart, the harder it gets, the calmer my heart feels. That's where I understand how the ancient practitioners, they teach us that once you... A teeny little bit, if you have lessened one teeny little bit of laziness, you get a teeny little more of brightness, and a little bit more of hardship gives you a little bit more of calm. That's where I understand how they say, you know, a little bit of suffering gives you a little bit more of Buddhi.
听到 虚云老和尚自己讲这一段这样子的一个心得， 如果反观我们自己， 我们如果是在这个状况下， 情况下， 境界下的时候， 我们常常的反应是什么？ 我们是被我们的习气拉着走，然后起烦恼，然后烦恼越来越重， 然后没有办法跨越的时候，就变成怎样？起退心，对不对？
So if we compare this to ourselves, what do we do when we encounter hardships? For most ordinary sentient beings, for most of us, when we suffer, we go back to our old bad habits, and we have, as the time goes on, we build up the vexation, and eventually we slack off on our practice.
其实师父也常提醒我们，我们真的能够要开始真正的修行，而且真的走上修行的入修行的门，我们一定要先怎样？要消业障，要培福，要跟人家广结善缘。啊，怎么样消业障？啊，什么是叫培福？什么叫做广结善缘？消业障怎么消？啊，忏悔哦，要忏悔啊！除了忏悔呢？啊，做善事啊，那是培福哈，跟人家结缘、结善缘，要布施哦，太多方法了，是不是？啊，当我们真的遇到烦恼的时候，这样子的一个正念有没有提起来？我们可能都先把那些东西抛到九霄云外的哦，等烦恼过了，好、哦、再想想说啊，我刚刚怎么会这样？我之前怎么会这样？我怎么会跟人家这样子起烦恼心、起嗔恨心，对不对？然后再回来，感觉好像自己做了坏事一样，再赶快回来做义工啊，然后布施啊，然后好像要把之前起烦恼跟人家结恶缘的这方式再把它弥补回来。修行是这样子的方式吗？他可以这样消底的吗？你觉得你是不是你可能来共修来拜忏忏悔了之后，你之前起烦恼那个业就一笔勾销了吗？没有，那不错，你们还蛮有正直见的。
So, Shifu continuously reminded us that to practice, we should be nice to people, be compassionate, and we should, which cultivates the good karma, and cultivates the blessings. But on the other side, we should also make sure we do things to lessen the bad karma. What are the couple of things that we could do to, to reduce the bad karma, to cultivate the good blessings? Do you guys have any suggestions? Yeah, like what are the things that you could do to cultivate good karmic roots and blessings? What are the daily life things you could do? So, yeah. What are one and two things you could do? Yeah.Yeah. Yeah, I see. Aww, it's okay. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So we actually have Bodhisattva in Chinese who share you can do, volunteering, you can do repentance, as well as a lot of other things. So our Fashi asked, But when you're deep in that anger, in that suffering, do you even think about these things? Do you even think about, oh, I should volunteer? You don't, right? You're just entangled in your angriness, and you don't, like, maybe a week or 2 months after the suffering event, you will think, oh, I did something really bad. I should go to trauma meditation center. I should volunteer. I should. But do you think these things cancel each other out? Like the volunteering, the practicing, the sharing, you do cancel out your previous bad behavior where you get angry. You have angry speeches and you do bad things. Yes. So Fashu was saying, if you don't think they cancel each other out, you have the right awareness, the right mind. So 刚才我们有一位菩萨还分享了说，就是如果要消业的话，可以从你的身口意开始，就是看平时的口业，然后就是尽量不要杀生。
我其实看到这一段，我觉得，我自己体验也感触蛮深的哈，因为每次这里讲到嘛，戒禁厌心，哈。那以前我们在深大的时候上课，我们的法师也常讲说，你遇到境界，你就是要戒禁厌心，还要戒禁恋心，哦，啊，我们常常是，心都还没有练到，哦，就已经跟他互动很久了，然后反而是更加强我们自己的习气，更加强我们自己的烦恼，哦，而不是在那个当下，哦，你去看自己的心可以怎么用佛法，哦，去不管是让自己少烦少恼，哦，也让他人也能够少烦少恼，反而是彼此都在什么样，啊，增加烦恼，这就很可惜，哦，可是我们常常就是这样，我其实到现在我也是这样，哦，那个这表示我们那种觉照力，哦，功夫都还没有纯熟，还没有上手，所以每次一遇到境界，哦，就是先跟着境界跑了，哦，跟着境界跑的，哦，那反而觉得越辛苦处，哦，心越不安，哦，跟虚云老和尚是越辛苦处越觉心安，哦，是非常不同的地方，哦，所以这就可以看到说啊，我们这个很有修行的跟啊，我们还是非常没有修行的程度在哪里，哦。
So, 法师 shared that, because Master Xu Ying, in his talk, he shared that using the environment to check my mind. So, 法师 shared that, in her Dharma University, the instructor mentioned that we should use the environment to check our mind. We should also use the environment to practice our mind, to cultivate our mind. And the thing is, it's very hard to do in real life. Fa Shi is very humble. She said, like she can't do that. Usually in the real life, it's the case that most of the time when, sufferings came, your mind is already talking to it back and forth 100 times before you realize your mind is in an uneasy state. And you're increasing the vexation of yourself and others at the same time. And so this is the difference between Master Xu Ying and us. So for Master Xu Ying, a little bit of hardship adds a little bit of calmness in his mind, whereas for us, a little bit of hardship adds a little bit of uneasiness to our mind. So this is why we should keep practicing and observing to not let our mind go with the outer environment.
其实这我觉得说当我们自己已经我们学习齁，我们学习祖师大德齁他们的修行，然后也向往他们修行的境界，可是反过来变成是说给我们自己一个提醒齁，也许我们现在做不到，可是师父常常讲你一念清净，你念怎样在净土齁，跟这边一样，你能够忍得十分烦恼，便证少分菩提嘛，哈！你忍得一分烦恼，你就在那一个当下，哎，你的心是跟什么样？跟智慧、跟菩提是就是相应的，哦。那你就证得那个当下的怎样菩提？所以，我们其实，虽然看到我们的习气还很重，我们的烦恼还很重，吼，可是我们就是练习嘛，那能够一念清净，一念证得菩提，然后慢慢的、慢慢的把那个一念、一念、一念，慢慢把它怎样连结起来，变成成片的，然后变成是念念时时当下，我们都可以把我们的烦恼消融，那我们就可以怎样？念念时时都是在净土，都是跟菩提是相应的，哦，所以我们凡夫，哦，我们比较钝根的人，哦，我们就是用老实修行的方法啊。怎么样老实？不要觉得说自己没有烦恼，看到烦恼了就老实的面对它，不要逃避，然后怎么用方法去对治，实实的老老实实的，就是把你的方法提着念佛的，你就实实让自己的心跟佛号不要离开，那你用禅修的方法，你的话头不要掉了，你的墨照不要让自己的心随着境界跑，清清楚楚，可是心不要起分别，时时刻刻能这样练习，我们的功夫慢慢就可以什么累积，可以养成。所以你说虚脑上的境界我们做不做得到？可以吗？你要对自己有信心呢，对不对？佛的其实释迦牟尼佛早就都帮我们印证了，我们都是佛耶，只是我们自己觉得我们不是耶，是不是这样？哦，
So when we read those legendary stories of masters, of ancient masters, we admire the practice that they gained, the advance that they were able to get. But then at the same time, we shouldn't treat it just as a legendary myth. It's a reminder to ourselves, as our Shifu shared, that, you know, one pure thoughts, so the moment you have a pure thoughts, that moment you're in the pure land. So,the moment you have the clear mind, the pure mind, that instant you get the benefit, the wisdom of Buddha, and in that instant you lose your bad habits, your vexations, and through our practice, what we can do is every little mind, we try to, you know, have a purer mind. And eventually our end goal is every instance we have our mind is focused on the current moment, and so that every moment we are in the pure land. So for us who doesn't, we have shallow karmic roots, what we do is we use a very honest and foolproof way to practice. So what we do is whenever we have vexation, we use practicing method to heal, to deal with this situation. So if we're if we're practicing chanting Buddha's name when we are suffering, our mind starts chanting Buddha's name. If like in that moment of suffering, if we are practicing Hua Tou, don't forget the Hua Tou. If we are practicing silent illumination sitting practice, don't forget the silent illumination. So every moment we should be in that clear and pure state. And we should bear in mind that if we continue cultivating this and practicing and don't lose our faith, we can become Buddha. We can become the enlightened one. So Shikamuni Bodhisattva actually told us for sure that every one of us is Buddha. It's just we don't know.
好，那继续往下介绍，虚云老和尚的心意哈。那刚刚其实有提到说，虚云老和尚的开悟啊，那他怎么开悟的？他在什么时间点，叮，开悟了？啊，他是听到杯子碎掉的那个当下。他开悟了，是不是？所以他开悟了之后，他做了一个祭子，看起来很似平常，可是可能真的只有开悟的人才能够了解各种的意思，他做的祭子是什么？杯子铺落地，响声鸣沥沥，虚空粉碎也，黄心当下息。杯子铺落地，这虚空粉碎，什么叫做虚空粉碎？虚空粉碎，我也没有开悟了哈，我可能连开悟的一滴滴都沾不上边哈，我也不知道怎么去解释虚空粉碎哈，可是有没有虚空？那粉碎，如果没有虚空，为什么虚空会粉碎？那狂心当下息，这个狂心指的是什么心？其实这句话，其实接下来跟我们要介绍的那个参禅法要，就是其实是虚云老和尚对我们想要参禅的人，他其实很清楚明了指点我们要怎么跟真正的开始进入参禅这样子的一个法门。他讲到的第一个先决条件就是什么？上过佛学课程的人应该要记得，参禅的先决条件讲的是什么？其实就是除妄想，对不对？啊，妄想指的是什么？什么是妄想？贪嗔痴是妄想，分别是妄想，执着是妄想，有能所是妄想。哇，你可以给他很多名词啊，对不对？ 有我就是妄想，是这样哈。如果你们学过太多的冥想了哈，你听过太多的课程，你可能可以写一篇 paper 给我，对不对哈？啊，可是你都知道啊，你怎么样把它放下？怎么在这个当下，你就把这个所有所谓的妄心都放下？没有办法，对不对？哈、哦，还是太多的抓取，太多的攀援，太多的我。
So we finally come to the magic moment. He become enlightened. Master Xu Ying become enlightened. So.The magic moment comes that, you know, there's hot water in this cup, and I think one of the Dhamma teacher sort of slide it and put it on the floor, and the cup is broken. And that's the magic moment Master Xu Ying becomes enlightened. He just felt like...
他在禅期的时候，有人在行茶的时候把那个热水倒到他杯子里面，他的手被烫到，所以他的杯子掉下去，所以他就开悟了。
Sorry, let's rewind. This doesn't happen. So what really happens is, it's the 7-day retreat, and someone put hot water, you know, they tried to give him tea and they, into his cup, but they accidentally, a little bit of hot water spilled into Master Xu Ying's hand, and, you know, he slipped the hand, and that's the moment the cup dropped on the floor, and that's the magic moment he becomes enlightened. Sorry about that. So he becomes enlightened, and he just make this poem. It seems very, very simple for ordinary people, but maybe enlightened masters will know its deeper meanings. So to summarize the poem, it says, the cup is broken. Its sound was clear. All the illusions are shattered. My wandering thoughts all stopped at this instant. So, I mean, it seems very simple to us, ordinary people. So what this, poems, so if we look at this poem, and the last sentence said, my wandering thoughts, my wandering mind stopped at this moment. So what is wandering thoughts? So this actually relates to what we will talk next, the preconditions of Chan practice. So the wandering thoughts, so Fash actually asked, what are the wandering thoughts that we have?
我打个岔，狂心翻成 wandering thoughts.
Like arrogant. Wandering
thought 有点太 too limited. Yeah. 狂心。Arrogant mind. 我也没有比较好的 term, 可是我只是觉得 wandering thought 有点太 too limited. 灵文菩萨你有什么建议？狂心。狂心当下喜。疯狂的狂，
No. No.
Sorry, if I should just want to be a little bit more precise of the term that we try to translate. Yeah, so for the poem, Fashi mentioned there's a more accurate, so Wandering Thoughts is a little bit too limited. So I think a closer term would be restless thought, restless mind. So the last sentence of poem is, "My restless mind stop at this moment." So Fashi asked, so what is restless mind? It is more encompassing. It is broader than, wandering thought. So our Bodhisattva and Fashi shared a couple, the restless mind, the greedy, and there are anger, and there are ignorance, and there are the thoughts of distinction, and there are the thoughts of the subjective and objective, the thought of self. So the idea is, if we still have the idea of self, we have restless thoughts, we have wandering thoughts. So, and for us, you can, our Bodhisattva come to a lot of lectures, and you can just give me 100 terms to define restless mind. Like, it could be greedy, it could be something else, you could write me a paper. But eventually, in the end, you don't know it. In the real life, it's very hard for us to let go. We just keep grasping every moment.
那我们在修的无非就是修这个狂心，是不是？对，我们所有的方法，无非就是在怎么讲？我们说修行，无非就是在修心嘛，对不对？哈，在修我们。Frenzy。
So sorry, there's a correction. So the last sentence should be more wild and restless mind. So because it's more encompassing than just wandering thoughts. Yeah. Uncontrolled mind.
好，我刚刚讲就是说我们来修行，无非就是修我们这个狂心，对不对？哈，这个。 像什么，我们的心像什么野马哈，像野猴哈，你根本就是在你真的还没有方法可以训练它的时候，它就是让你真的是法师刚刚补充的，没有办法去控制它哈，它想怎么跑，想怎么起烦恼，你就只能随着它被它牵着走了哈。可是我们其实就是在当我们心的一个什么？ 训练师啊，找到方法要训练，就是要训练他，那这个方法有很多，每个人的根性也不一样，那你找到你的方法，你就真的就像我刚刚提醒的，我们就是老实的用它，老实的用它，修行无非就是在老实跟踏实而已，它没有捷径。 很多人想要走捷径，这个心其实就是怎么样偷心了。啊，我们修行其实， 真正要面对的其实就是我们内心这些东西，这些你真的就是要老实如实看到你自己的本来面目，然后透过这个本来的面目再去看到你自己真正的本来面目，是不是这样？啊，我们啊，是不是真的有所谓的本来面目？你现在看到你接受你现在真正的这个样子啊，那这个样子是不变的吗？不是吗？不是变。可是你真的要开始修行的时候，你真的这就是要愿意去面对你现在这个状况，所以一点隐藏都没有，你才真的可以找到对症下药的方法。如果你还有一点点想要这里修饰一点啊，那里修饰一点啊，齁，然后这里给自己应该一点圆润的讲法，在这边稍微把它这中文变得不知道怎么讲它哈，就是你没有办法，真的你不愿意如实的去看见自己，齁，你其实就没有办法真的想要真的打从心里面愿意去改变自己，这个就是不够老实。那很多人为什么害怕真正的看到真正的自己？对呀，本来建立好的这么一个好的形象，如果真的完全的把它显现、看见、被看见，都不知道躲到哪里去了，对不对？可能都不愿意出门了，即使在自己躲在家里，也不愿意照镜子看看自己，是不是这样？我们常在这边藏这个，藏那个，对不对？哈，对外面的人也藏，对自己也藏。那当你一直想要藏东西的时候，你的心就不够光明。好，然后师父曾经讲，修禅的人一定是要心地光明才可以得力。
So for our practitioners, our end goal is to tame this restless mind. So our mind is like, you know, wild horses or wild monkeys. We just can't, let it calm, let it stay in the state. And for us, we want to practice as a trainer for this heart. And for a lot of us, the easiest method is the very honest, very foolproof method. And whenever we face sufferings and we want to, you know, deal with the situation and not to hide, so what we tend to do is to hide our true self from other people as well as ourselves. So what we tend to do is we don't want to see our true face, our true self. A lot of times we think, oh, everything is okay. We try to modify it here and there with beautiful languages. We try to hide our true nature from ourselves, from other people as well as ourselves. But our Shifu shared that in order to practice, your mind must be bright. You must be very honest about this fact that your mind is very restless and it needs to be tamed.
Your mind need to be very restless.
Your mind is restless and you need to tame it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 好。那开悟了之后就这样吗？事情就结束了吗？就可以回家了。回哪个家？好。开悟了之后要做什么？好，除了悟后再修，最重要你要怎样？对，所以我们修行不是只是为了自修，只是为了自利，一定是要怎样利他哦。所以虚云老和尚他也是这样子哦，当他自己在他的修行上有所成就了之后，他接下来要做的事完全是怎样？为众生在着想的，所以他开始怎么样？建道场，齁，一个道场建好了之后，他就到下一个需要他的地方去，重新再去建道场。所以有一句话，我相信大家应该有听过嘛，齁，空花佛事时时要做，水月道场处处要建。其实就是在形容虚云和尚他在修行成就之后他在做的，他就是在做这件事情。可是对他来讲，他有没有觉得他在做这件事情？没有，他只是众生因缘需要他就去做这件事情、哦、那也是因为他的发心，他看到当时佛教的整个这样子这个现象、哦，很多丛林道场都被破坏，然后能够真正修行的地方没有、哦、所以他也是怜悯众生，说没有地方可以修行，没有一个真正给予真正佛法的道场可以接引众生来修行。所以他开始、哦、只要有道场需要他去重建，他建完的道场之后，他并不是说啊，这个道场我建完了，我留在这里我住持，而是他就是开始寻找可以住持这个道场的人，他又到下一个需要他去建立道场的地方。哦，他就是这样子，后半生他就是在做重建道场、复兴佛法这件事情。哦，所以他也在建道场的过程里面，他从经，然后又在传戒。又令道场的规约重新再恢复、哦、把整个佛教的道风再重新整顿起来、哦、所以他这样整个的一个悲怨、哦、下来，他让我们觉得佛法是怎样，是有希望的、哦、佛法是很好的、哦、而不是变成说其实这跟师父的愿其实是一样的嘛、哦、师父当时候也是看到佛法是怎样，大家认为的只是一种金灿佛事，可是他认为佛法不是只是这样、哦、所以他从那里发了一个小小愿，他学到了佛法他就要跟人家分享，走到哪里遇到的人、哦、他就要分享真正的佛法给他们、哦，所以师父也是四处嘛，需要弘化的地方，最后他是美国、台湾是两地很辛苦的在做弘法这件事情。
So now that Master Xun is enlightened, is that the end of the story? Like, can we just go home?No, because so what he ended up doing in the second part of his life is he started you know, he become enlightened himself. He decided that he want to dedicate his life to benefit others, to let others go on this path of getting enlightened, who let others who can... he benefited himself. Then for the whole practice, he think about, he is very compassionate of all other sentient beings. So he dedicated to create and found and build many other practice centers, other temples. He has a famous quote, a famous saying. If I paraphrase here, it's like, the Buddhism chanting service is like flowers in the sky, but we should still do it from time to time. The practice center, the temples, are like the moon in the water, but we should still build it everywhere we go. So, like, it's very temporary, but we should, because of the emptiness, but to paraphrase it, we should do these things every moment and everywhere. So he cares about other sentient beings, and the time he lives is 19th century to 20th century China, and basically it's World War II, and we also have a lot of political unrest. And under such situation, Buddhism is a lot of Buddhism temples are destroyed, and the Buddhism culture itself is destroyed by all these situations and wars going on. So what Master Xuying did is build a lot of temples and practice centers, and he won't stop. He won't, build a beautiful new center and become the abbot there. What he end up doing is he actively seek the abbot for the practice center, and then he continue to build new center elsewhere, because his vow, his wish is to, restore the Buddhism, the prosper of Buddhism. So he wants to make sure people still have hope for Buddhism, and he wants to show people that hope. And it's similar to our Shifu. He make the vow to share Buddhism everywhere. Our Shifu also, grows from a time where people thinks, oh, Buddhism, it's just repentance, it's just chanting, that's it. But Shifu make a vow that Buddhism is so good, I want to share it with people everywhere. I want to share it where people need it. And so he end up educating people about Buddhism in US, in Taiwan, everywhere.
我相信所有的祖师大德哈，他们一刚开始修行，也许看到在整个真正达到有所成就之前，看起来的所有修行的作为，也许都是自利的哈。可是他们背后那一颗悲心和悲怨哈，跟我们一般。我们这种凡夫哈，来修行的出发心是很不一样的哈，所以其实，其实我们在看到祖师大德这些行仪的时候，我们其实就是可以学习，哈，学习什么？学习当我们的修行真正的哈，想要真正走上。得利，我们一定要把我们的心是放在谁身上啊？对，要把我们的心放在众生身上。 啊，众生是谁？你自己是不是众生？是。啊，你的家人、你的朋友是不是众生？是。啊，你现在周围，也许你不认识，也许也是刚认识，他们是不是众生？啊，在外面你不认识那些人，是不是？甚至是那些你恨的人，你觉得他们做了十恶不能原谅的那些事的人，他们是不是众生？那这些视线，你觉得对你来讲，你要怎么做？你真的愿意把它当成跟你自己来修行是一样的吗？其实众生跟你有没有分别啊？国行法师讲的，其实那些众生本身就是什么？就是你自己的，是你自己的心呢，对不对？可是他们视线有没有原因？有没有因缘？他们这样子的视线都有他们的因缘，那你要怎么样利用这个因缘变成是修行，而不是变成是造业起烦恼？这就变成是有在修行跟没在修行的人的不同了，对不对？那你有没有在修行？尽量对呀，我们都是尽量，对不对？齁。
So let's see. So when we read those legends of masters in ancient times, sometimes the things that they do, even if it on the appearance that they were benefiting themselves, they were, you know, practicing for themselves, on the surface, like on the text, but sometimes they do these things, they practice because of their compassionate vows. It's very different, the vows they make, the original vows they make, the motivation that they have is very different. And when we try to learn from these masters, what do we learn from them? I think one important aspect is to learn from the fact that they try to benefit all the sentient beings. So the question now becomes, who are sentient beings? Who are these? You know, we talk about sentient beings all the time. Who are these sentient beings? So Fashi's question is, so is our family member sentient beings? So are you yourself a part of sentient being? Is your family member sentient beings? What about your friends? People who sit around you just met, or you just don't bother to introduce each other yet? Are people you hate, people who hate to the depth of your bone, people you hate so much, are they sentient beings? And when these sentient beings, they show up, they appear, when you see them, for you, what should you do for your own practice? And, a lot of times, our venerable, Guoxing shared that even if all the sentient beings, you think they are sentient beings, but actually they're, the sentient beings in your mind. It's your mind who's seeing all these people. And there is causes and conditions that that all these people appear in your mind. So for people who practice, everyone you meet is your opportunity, is your condition for you to practice. For people who don't practice, all these people you interact and you maybe create bad karma, maybe you have vexation through interacting with them. So that's the difference between practicing and not practicing at all. For people who keep practicing, everyone you meet, everyone around you is sentient beings and opportunity for you to practice. So are you practicing right now? Try your best.
好，本来应该今天把这个讲完哈，接下来我要介绍就是在后期熏陶上有遭遇到一门事件，叫做云门事件。哈，刚刚菩萨有提到说，这个在这个事件里面，熏陶上为了守护哈这个道场哈跟政府哈。算是怎样也不能说是对抗了齁。他用他的方式齁。他在云门事件发生时候，虚云老和尚已经几岁了？已经100多岁了。可是在云门事件当中，这个事件当中他被怎样对待啊？他被连续打了2天，对不对？齁。他们来质问嘛，云门事件的发生是因为什么？他们认为齁，在云门寺里面他们怎样有藏军械啊、不法分子啊、黄金啊，他逼着他们要交出来。可是他们来质问的时候，虚云老和尚都回答说没有齁，可实际上也没有嘛齁。可是他为了要逼迫他，就把他关在房子里面，就用棒子木棍打，用铁棒打，又用把他推到地上，又用脚去践他、踏他，齁。那虚云老和尚怎么做？他就齁当下练习禅修。
So I want to cover this important event that happens, it's called a Yunmen event. It was in 1951, and Master Xu Yun was 112 years old at that time. And during that time, China has, you know, political unrest, and people who come in and who, you know, they try to invade the temple and they try to torture Master Xu Yun. The reason they started all this is because they believe that Master Xu Yun has hidden gold and armory and, you know, illegal criminals in the temple. And every time they came and Master Xu Yun would say, no, I don't have these things. And these people won't believe him. And what they do is they end up torturing him for 2 straight days. They, beat him with wooden and steel stick and they kick him. And what did Master Xu Yun do to deal with this? He entered he started Chan meditation when they tried to torture him. He entered the meditation.
Yeah. 他其实就是齁，就是不以为他受苦齁，他就是用禅修的方法齁，然后入定齁， 那一天过了，然后那些人回来听到说，诶，他没有死，哦，徐老师他没有死，他们又回来一样再毒打一番，哦，徐老上还是一样用同样的方法，哦，那一群，哦，加害于他的人呢，到最后听到徐老和尚经过这样子的一阵毒打，还是怎样没有死去，哦，他们心生恐惧啊，哦，然后他们就问他们那个侍者，哦，侍者他们就问说，为什么这个老家伙打不死？那个侍者就回答说，老和尚在为众生受苦，为你们消灾，哦，打不死这个后果，哦，以后你们自己就知道了。
And he basically, Master Xu Yun entered the state of Samadhi. So for him, so he didn't die that day. You know, he was very old and appeared very weak. And so the people from the government who tried to beat him come back the second day and he didn't die. So they see he didn't die and they beat him again. And he used the same method. He meditated, entered Samadhi. And so these people who beat him, they were very scared at this moment. They were like, oh, why does this old man, why does he not die after we torture him? And the, you know, the helper who serviced Master Xu Yun said, because he was suffering this for all sentient beings, and for the results of you beating him, you will know some other day.
你觉得徐老上在受这样子的对待的时候，他心里有没有起嗔恨心？啊，如果是我们呢？我们可能当下就也起嗔恨心，然后也可能没有办法逃过那一劫，对不对？哈。
So for Xu Yun, Master Xu Yun, he is able to.Does he get angry when people beat him? No. So, but for us, do we get angry? Like, can we even survive all this? We can't.
好，徐老上这样子为众生哈，所做的这样的事情，我在看到一篇也是他们分享徐老上行的时候，有把这一段事件配合着华严经的第十九卷第十品的菩萨第三无违逆行来讲，我觉得其实这个比喻讲的真的很好哦。那华严经第十九卷第十品讲的是十品。十行品嘛，哈，讲的是十行十种行，就是菩萨摩诃萨所做的十种行。那第三是无为逆行，其实就是在讲菩萨修忍辱，哈。那这里面讲到说，最后我就快讲过，他最后讲到，我今虽遭苦毒，应当忍受，为慈念众生故，劳役众生故，不舍众生故。自得觉悟故，令他觉悟故，心不退转故，去向佛道故。那你觉得这是不是就是徐老上做的？他为众生代受这样子的一个苦难，可是他不起嗔恨心，他心所想所系的，他也是要把这样子的一个因缘当下所呈现出来的现象，他为的是要去成就众生能够有学佛的因缘，不管是道场的 应该是说保护这个道场不受政府的破坏，再加上为加害他的那一些众生，怎样有这样子的因缘的视线，让他们知道说啊，修行佛法真正在修的是什么？那对我们真的是佛弟子来讲，他的视线让我们感受到是什么？一个伟大的祖师，他能够把悲心展现到什么样的程度？很如实的在我们的生命当中，让我们碰到这件事情，让我们去反省到说，哎，那我们的修行呢？我们的心是系在哪里？我们在修行的时候，我们的心还是系在这个小我，然后芝麻绿豆的小事要去解决，还是我们是念着众生所有的苦难，我们要帮他们去解脱。所以他即使接受这么多的恶行，他还是把他在当下所受的这样子的一个行为，最后他心是要回向给所有的众生的，所以他这样子一个视线，不就是菩萨的视线吗？对不对？
So I want to mention one chapter in Flower Adornment Sutra, which is the 19th chapter about the 10 practices. So it's about this chapter about 10 practices that Buddha has. So Buddha says, when I suffer from this suffering, I should bear this because I'm compassionate for the sentient beings, because I want to benefit the sentient being, because I want sentient being to be calm, because I feel compassionate for them, because I can't let them suffer themselves, because I am enlightened, because I want to let others become enlightened, because my faith hasn't lessened, because I'm still on my way to become Buddha. So this is the appearance of Master Xuyin, is the appearance of Bodhisattva's compassionate mind. And for us, every day in everyday life, do we put our mind in our small little self and every small little thing, small little conflict, or we put our mind in benefiting every sentient being, in helping other sentient being from their suffering, and transferring merits to other sentient beings? So we should learn all this this practice of Bodhisattva.
好，今天时间有点超过了，还没真正讲到参禅法要的内容，我们下次再来。
I apologize. We are a little bit over time. We haven't actually get to the essence itself. We will talk about it next time. Thank you.